वन्देहम् श्रीगुरु.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of July, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam.
Pravritim cha nirvritim cha jana na vidura suraha na sucham na pichacharo na sucham tishu vijate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. Asacham apratishtam te jagarahora nishvaram aparashpara sambhutam kimanya kama haitugam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire, and has no cause other than lust. Itam drishtim avashtabhya nashtamano pa buddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana sayaya jagato hitaha. Following such conclusions, the demoniac, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible work meant to destroy
this
the world.
This industry is horrible work.
Simply by tilling your ground, you get food grains and keep some cows, you get milk, your economic problem is solved. Why is such big industry? Ugrakarma. That's why.
Aman asvita dispuram bhambhamana madhanvitaha moha grihit vasa grahan pravartante suci vrataha. The demoniac, taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride, and false prestige, and being thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent.
These big two wars of the world happen only on account of this industry. Do you know that? The cause is the big industry. Germany, industria, they produce goods, they must have market. But when they go to sell, there is no market. Britishers will not allow to sell them. The Britishers will take purchase from them and stamp it, made in England, and sell it. And this is the cause of two big wars. Therefore, German declared twice war. Disaster. Here it is said, jagato ahitaya. Then, gone?
Purport?
No, the other slur.
Sintam apari meyancha palayantam upasitaha kamapaphoga parama itavaditi niskitaha asa pasa satir badha kamakrodha parayanaha. Ihanti kama pogartam anyayinarta sanchayam. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Dhammaja maya labham imam prapsye manoratam idam astidam apime bhavishyati punardahanam aso maya hatas chatrur anisye chaparam api ishvaroham aham bhogi sidhoham balavan suki ajho bijanavan ashmi konyoshti sadvisho maya yaksya dasya mimohisya iti ajnana vimohitaha. Translation. The demoniac person thinks, So much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes.
Next bank balance. Then?
So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future, more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemy will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity. And thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance.
Just like Hitler, Napoleon. They thought like that. Then next verse.
Anika Chitavi Pranta Mohajala Samara.
Now, where is Hitler? Where is Napoleon? Finish. Then.
Mohajala Samavrata Prashakta Kama Hogashu Patanti Naraki Sucho. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, one becomes too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and falls down into hell. Atma sampavita shtabha vanamana padanditaha yajante namahyagneste vampena vidhi purvakam. Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes perform sacrifices in name only, without following any rules or regulations. Ahankaram palam varpam kamam krodam cha samsritaha mam atma paradeshu radvishanto bhayayusyakaha. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demon becomes envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in his own body.
Next stage. Now, what is God? I am God. Then?
And in the bodies of others, and blasphemes against the real religion. Tanaham visataha kruram samsarishu naharadhaman sipami ajastram asubhan asurishu eva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Asurim yoni mapana mudha janmani janmani mama prapyaiva kondaya tato yanti adhamam gatim. Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually, they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. Trividham narakasyedam varam nasaram vatmanaha kamakroras tatalopas tasmadita trayam tayajit. There are three gates leading to this hell: lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. Itair vimukta kontaya tamodvarais trivirnaraha acharati atmanaha striyas tato yati param gatim. The man who has escaped these three gates of hell, O son of Kunti, performs acts conducive to self-realization, and thus gradually attains the supreme destination. La shastra vidhim usrijya vartate kama karataha nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukam na param gatim.
But he thinking, Mr. Bhart, jagato aritaya. Anyway, these are the description of demonic activity. So, this is practical. The last two disastrous war was waged only for this industry. This is God. German, they are actually in Europe very intelligent. And their machine products and other things, they make very nice things. At least I have got experience, German chemicals, first class chemicals. So they manufactured. And British occupied the half of the world in the colonization. all Africa under control, India under control, Japan, China, Burma, Ceylon, Australia. So all these poor people, they manufacture. They have got goods, you know. What you said, as soon as they go to the British territories, no, you cannot sell. If you want to sell, then 100% duty. The price increase. This was the grant. Everyone knows. This is the cause of two wars. The Jagat War. Why is that? You require a scissor. Go to a blacksmith and pay something, you make a scissor. No. Produce millions of scissor. Then where is market, sir? Produce millions of TV machines. A simple use for wasting time. One or two or five make for some important business. Now they're producing millions of sets. They must sell. And people are induced to purchase. And as soon as they purchase, they simply see television, idol worship, and learning vicious things. Some unnecessary picture is produced there. They like to see it. Two train are coming and smashed. I've seen some television. People are learning how to smash, how to steal, how to harass people. Things are being shown like that. Not that you are soul, your spirit soul. If you degrade yourself, you then get this. You make that television. Then how transmigration of the soul is taking place? They are manufacturing the machine, so utilize it for your propaganda. We have got to do so many things. We can utilize everything. So, if they are not used for Krishna's purpose, they will be used for committing disaster in the world. Just like the atomic bomb. They are meant for creating disaster, that's all. What else they can do? And now everyone is having atomic weapon, just like India. That means they are preparing by nature's course, they are preparing for war. And I put my atomic bomb on your head and you put it on my head, you die like that. This is it. Now what was the result of the disastrous war twice? The whole European nation is ruined. They are not no more rich. I saw in Paris and Germany, they are not as rich as the Americans. Because America, inland, there was no such big war. So their opulence is existing. But on account of these two wars, the British completely finished. British completely finished. Now Hitler wanted that I shall again make these English people fisherman's island. They have to take their business to fishing only. That was Hitler's declaration.
That has happened. They are fishing all over the world, trying to get some oil, trying to get some steel, trying to get some grain.
They only work 2 days in a week now in England.
Now it's finished up. During the petrol shortage, they had to cut themselves down to 2 days a week.
Now they have got Australia. Australia is English, what you say?
No.
No more. But I know all educated and advanced educated Englishmen, they are coming to Australia for a good job. Therefore, most of the technical posts, they are occupied by Indians. In London. As soon as one is highly qualified medical man, he comes to Australia. So we'll take care of them. So, therefore, they imported some brain from India. Anyway, our time should be saved for self-realization. That is perfect civilization. Not for creating unnecessary necessity of life. that will increase problem. So scientists, they disagreed or agreed. But they could not answer who is the manufacturer, the brain of the scientist. That they could not.
You have said in one of your tapes, they want to start halfway. Like, they say, all of a sudden there is an airplane appeared in the sky. But they do not trace out where that airplane is coming from. So similarly, they are interested in the problems of today, but they do not want to delve into the essential problem. And they are talking about building nice houses, using this and that. They do not want to delve
into this. This is practical. The scientists have got good brain, but who manufactures the brain? You cannot do it. You have not manufactured your brain. You could say, by nature, then nature is more powerful than you. But nature is dead. It cannot create life. That is in the hand of Krishna. Mamai vāntu jīva. That's one of the question of jīva, living in his mind. He doesn't say it's nature. And other things, prakriti kīmāna, nīguṇīśvara, māṇīśvara, prakriti, nature is being. Everything is clear. In the Brahma Samhita it is said, Sisti sthiti palaya sādhana sakti ri ka. There is an energy which can create, maintain and destroy the whole cosmic manifestation. Sisti sthiti palaya sādhana sakti ri ka. One. There is one energy. Chāyeva jasya vibhati bhuvanāni durga. That energy is working just like shadow under the direction of Krishna. Big energy. And that energy is just like atomic energy, big energy. But it is done by a scientist. Not that the ingredients automatically mix together and become an atomic energy. No, that is not possible. Big, big brain, scientists, they are dealing. Similarly, this big energy, creation, maintenance and destruction of nature, that nature is called Durga. Durga, Du. Du means difficult. And Ga means going. Or to understand. To understand the laws of material nature is very difficult. That is called Durga. Or Durga means Durga. Durga means this is like a fort. We are kept within this. And the superintendent is Durga. Therefore Durga's picture is 10 hands, 10 directions, with different kinds of organ, protective. Sisti sthiti palaya sādhana sakti ka chāyi vajasya bhavanāni vivarti durga. Icchānu, now a conclusion, icchānu rupamapi jasya ca cestate sa. She is working not independently, according to the desire of somebody else. Who is that somebody? Govindamā vipulitam jāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmbhajāmb Mayadharsena Pagiti, Syatai Sacharacharam, Hitunani Nakauntiya, Jagadvi Pajvattati. Why should we go to research? Everything is there. Our position is very safe. We get the perfect knowledge without wasting our time. We take from Krishna. That's all. Finish. You know everything. Just like so many scientists, so many psychology, psychiatrists, and religionists, they come to me, but I am neither of them. I never was a scientist, neither a psychologist, neither a psychiatrist, neither these or that. By speak on the strength of Bhagavad Gita, I defeat it. It's practical. So many people came to me, but nobody went unhurt. Yeah.
Big Vijaya.
Because we are getting perfect knowledge from Krishna.
Their question may be, what would you advise them to do?
This boy, Sarudamada, he has written this book, don't make additional tradition. Therefore, he presents Bhagavad Gita as it is. No additional tradition. The same thing. As soon as there is additional tradition, it's gone. Finished.
Srila Prabhupada, aren't you presenting Krishna consciousness according to time, place and circumstances?
Yeah.
So what enables a person to do that?
No, the principle is that you try to understand that you are not this body. That is applicable in all time, all circumstances, for everyone.
Hmm.
It is not that formally one has to learn that he is not this body, and now that is not required. The same problem is there, still.
Hmm.
Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, he was given lesson about this, that you are not this body, you are soul. The same problem is now also, for the foolish person. Because the foolish person will always remain in the world. And the intelligent man is to teach him. This is fact, always, without any consideration of time, space and circumstance. There will be certain class of men foolish, and there will be certain class of men who are intelligent. So the foolish man has to take intelligence from the intelligent man. This is perpetually true in this material world.
Hmm.
It's not time and circumstances changes this principle. There will be foolish men. That's a, now, two classes of men are there always. The demons and the demigods. At the present moment, more demons. Two classes of men are there always. But at the present moment, the demons, number of demons are more, and number of demigods are less. Because it is Kali Yuga.
Srila Prabhupada, does this possible now to teach consciousness in Russia and the country who are in the unity with Russia and the East, like here in the West of America and Australia?
His question is, this boy is Yugoslavian, and he has done some translating of your Ishopanishad into Yugoslavian. So he is wondering, is it possible to spread Krishna consciousness in Yugoslavia?
Everywhere possible.
And in other Russian countries. But these countries are all under communist rule.
So
it is very difficult in those countries.
Nothing is difficult. For the time being, it is difficult. But in due course of time, it is very easy. No, who knew that in Europe and America, or all over the world, Hare Krishna is gone? One man has left the field. Others left the field. You see? Other Samis and came, they talked on nonsense, yoga and this and that, nose pressing, eye pressing, not finished. Now Hare Krishna is doing. Now people, the nose pressure and eyes pressure, they are no more important. Is it not? Huh? Now our men go and challenge these Ashkans. And in New York they did it, huh? And they are afraid of our troops.
Afraid. One of those nose pressers, he once was speaking, and he said, these Hare Krishna people, they like me very much. They always come to my lectures, and they sell all the books, all their books, and then they go away before I start to talk.
If you go on pressing your nose, we make our business.
He was speaking like that. Because our men go into the lecture dressed in a disguise, plain clothes, and we are going in the audience selling books to everyone. They all get the book. And then when he begins to speak, then we all turn around and go out.
Yes, they did it in the Guru Maharaj's camp also.
Ah, yes.
Houston. Hundreds of Bhagavad Gita as it is sold.
Thousands.
So we take advantage of this meeting. We do our business and go. And they have no books. They are simply that pressing of notes. Nothing else. They have no philosophy, nothing of this all. Now what they write, they have no philosophy. Simply cheat. That press your nose, you get over. That's all. And people think it is so easy, why should I go to Bhaktivedanta Swami? Let me go to this Guru Maharaj. They think that. And some of our men keep feeling too much pressure, they go away. But yet there is nothing cheap. Simply by pressing nose and eyes and become God. Don't make compromise. This principle must be observed, then you remain strong. As soon as you make compromise, and then it is finished. Dhirabrata. Find out this one. Dhirabrata. Bhajante maam dhirabrata. Namasantascha maam.
Bhajante maam dhirabrata.
Dhirabrata must be there. Strong determination. Then it is gone. The scientist will come to learn and the psychiatrist will come to learn. He will keep dhirabrata. And as soon as you make compromise, then nobody will care.
Krishna